This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine is working on the situation in all major operational areas and already responding to Russia's preparations for revenge attempts. Quote, we are working together to ensure that Russia not only fails to win back on the battlefield, but that the occupier loses in its attempts for revenge, the last hope for aggression, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Despite weeks of intense trench warfare that both sides have compared to a meat grinder, front lines in eastern Ukraine had largely been frozen in place since November after Kyiv recaptured swaths of territory in the second half of 2022. Ex-boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko, brother of Kyiv's mayor, called on IOC head Thomas Bach not to, quote, betray the Olympic spirit and become an accomplice in this abominable war by letting Russia compete.
You propose to authorize Russian and Belarusian athletes to participate in the Paris Games. I tell you, the Russians are Olympic champions in crimes against civilians.
The International Olympic Committee is open to including Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals at the 2024 Games and has opened a door to them competing in qualifiers. The United States and its allies imposed further sanctions on Myanmar on Tuesday, marking the two-year anniversary of the coup, with curbs on energy officials and members of the junta, among others. Washington imposed sanctions on the Union Electric Commission, mining enterprises, and energy officials, among others, according to a Treasury Department statement. Canada, Australia, and Britain also